Speaking today in Harare at the launch of the Zimbabwe Strategic Plan for Mental Health Services, Health Minister Dr. David Parirenyatwa said there are key issues that must be addressed to address mental health in Zimbabwe.
As a government, one of the things that we've done today is to launch that implementation policy, from which then derives what activities we will do. One of them is to look at the human resources, how many there are. That's a big issue. The next issue is to look at what are we going to do to prevent more mental illness or mental disorders.
Indications are that Zimbabweans who suffer from mental health illnesses are not accessing health facilities or shy away due to the stigma associated with the health conditions. Dr. David Okello, World Health Organization country representative, said it is important to start looking at health in a holistic manner.
Health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. To say somebody is healthy, a country is moving towards a healthy direction, you need to look at all that.
Dr. Okello echoed Dr. Parirenyatwa's sentiments and also appealed to the government to effectively implement its mental health strategy.
It is our hope that the launch we are going to initiate today, Zimbabwe Strategic Plan for Mental Health Services, bring mental health services, mental health program at the forefront and raise the profile of these services at high level.
Winnie Ndoro, a sonographer in a private radiology department and a person who's living with bipolar disorder, said the key to living with a mental health condition is to learn and understand how it affects a person on a daily basis.
Because if you're bipolar, you've got ups and downs. When you get something which excites you, you get too excited. Even though you'll be on medication, but you have, it's called a roller coaster of emotions. You're up and you're down, you're up and you're down. But it's been a hard road. It's been difficult.
Ndoro said she decided to speak about her condition in order to tackle the stigma associated with her condition. She hopes this will do the same for people with the same or other mental health disorders.
I didn't put a shell around myself. I was open. I would talk about it at church, talk about it at work, talk about it everywhere I would. I would just talk about it.
The Ministry of Health, along with other national and international partners, is expected to begin implementing a strategic plan that is expected to effectively address many issues in the mental health sector. Experts say with this plan, cases of mental health can be effectively treated and regulated. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo.